This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 189 for Thursday, December 15th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Thursday morning along with comparable oils. Crude oil has a positive bias as TC Energy reopened one portion of the Keystone Pipeline. U.S. crude oil stocks increased by 10.2 million barrels last week, the largest gain since March 2021. Chicago soil is slightly lower, while European rapeseed is lower and Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian dollar is up by one-half of a United States cent from Wednesday's close. The January canola contract is up $2.80 per ton at $878, while the March canola contract is up $2.20 per ton at $862.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat are trading in the black, while soybeans are showing declines. Export sales of U.S. corn last week totaled nearly 959,000 tons at the high end of trade expectations. However, ethanol production dropped by 16,000 barrels per day to 1.061 million. Ethanol stocks were up 1.15 million barrels to 24.41 million, the highest amount since April. Argentina's corn crop, which has been affected by drought, is estimated to be 47% complete compared to 66% at this point last year, according to the Rosario Grain Exchange. The March corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.52. Dryness in Argentina is also affecting the country's soybean crop. Only 49% has been planted, compared to 65% last year. Argentine farmers have already sold 76% of their crop. Export sales for U.S. soybeans totaled 2.94 million tons last week, exceeding trade expectations. Soy meal exports were in line with estimates, with nearly 210,000 tons, while there was a net decline of 200 tons of soy oil. The January soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.73. U.S. wheat exports were 469,000 tons last week, exceeding the high end of trade expectations by nearly 100,000 tons. The Rosario Grain Exchange has cut its estimate of Argentina's wheat crop by 300,000 tons to 11.5 million. Algeria is thought to have purchased 540,000 tons of milling wheat in its latest tender. Iraq has issued a tender of 50,000 tons. And Tunisia has reportedly bought 125,000 tons of durum. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.63. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.63. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.24. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, December 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.